I'm reminded of a woman, a middle-aged woman who was athletic, who had become concerned because of a family history of heart disease and her own high cholesterol, that she might be at risk for having artery blockage. She had presented to her physician complaining of intermittently feeling short of breath when she would lie down at night in certain positions, something that she wouldn't experience on a regular basis and that would be often relieved by sitting up or changing positions. The physician conducted a physical examination, which was normal, and there, no heart murmur was audible, and an electrocardiogram was normal. She was initially referred or suggested to have a nuclear stress test to see if this was a sign of heart muscle or artery disease. However, a neighbor suggested that maybe she should have an exercise echocardiogram. She deferred to her neighbor's recommendation, and her physician agreed to send her in for this study. Despite the fact that her physical examination was normal and her blood cholesterol was quite elevated, we went ahead to perform an exercise echocardiogram, and we never got as far as doing the exercise. We stopped because it was apparent immediately on doing the ultrasound, the echo, that she in fact had a large mass growing inside the left atrium of the heart that was in proximity to the mitral valve, and in certain positions would drop into and obstruct flow into the mitral valve. So we could now understand, despite the fact that her heart muscle was normal in size and function, and nothing else in her heart was abnormal, that she in fact was experiencing symptoms from this tumor. Fortunately for her, it had not traveled, and she had no other symptoms from it. And a CAT scan of her chest, while demonstrating arterial calcium, which represents plaque buildup, did not show any evidence of cancer or metastatic involvement of the tumor in her chest. And based on these findings, we proceeded directly to have the surgeons remove this tumor, and her symptoms disappeared, and she's done well, and she's resumed vigorous and regular exercise. This is a good example of how an incidental finding in a patient whose symptoms and physical examination perhaps weren't typical, because they were not exercise related, they were not limiting in any fashion, and they had been quite intermittent, in fact, led to a clearly life-saving diagnosis, and one that thankfully is curable through a direct surgical approach.